Many people assume that medicine bought over the counter or via prescription has a level of safety to it due to its packaging, obvious fitness for human consumption. That casual attitude ignores some vital reality. Prescriptions are good for one person, could harm or kill another, while over-the-counter medications could do the same if dosage directions are ignored. My next guest is part of an organization which has issued a report stressing the importance of understanding the dangers and risks that assumed safe medications create for children and how to avoid any deadly accidents. The report is Safe Medicine Storage, Recent Trends and Insights for Families and Health Educators. It was prepared by Safe Kids Worldwide. Joining us now is their Director of Research and Lead Study Author, Morag Mirkai. Thanks for being here today, Morag.
My pleasure, Chris.
And you can download this report and see more about the work of Safe Kids Worldwide at safekids.org. And in light of this coming week being the week of National Poison Prevention Week, this is an important reminder. Because, more reading the report and seeing the situation and the scenarios that create these dangers, it really is just a simple addition of understanding and very simple actions that can create some very very tragic situations.
Yeah, that's very true. I think the tips that we have for parents are not complicated. It's just a question of being consistent in ensuring that you are taking the steps to store medication up and away out of reach and sight every time. But there are, you know, a few things about medicines that particularly for parents of children under the age of six, we found in our study might be leading them to make some exceptions to that really important storage suggestion. One of those is some confusion around child-resistant packaging. We found that about half of parents think that child-resistant means child-proof. And in fact, it doesn't mean child-proof. It just means that the package is designed to make it more difficult for a child to access it. But within that standard that is the all of the companies are using when they're developing their packaging materials, it's got to be a balance between delaying a child getting into it but allowing an adult to access it. So it's not child-proof. And for that reason, even though it provides a really valuable layer of protection, it's still really important that those bottles are stored up and away out of reach and sight every time. And yet we found, you know, that a lot of parents think that if they're using or the medicine comes in a child-resistant bottle or some other sort of child-resistant packaging, that it doesn't matter as much where it's stored. And that really just isn't the case.
This might be a weird analogy, but it's almost a good idea to think of prescription medicines and even a lot of the over-the-counter medicines too. Treat those the same way you would treat if you legally owned a handgun. You obviously don't want to leave it sitting on the nightstand next to the bed when there's children around, to take the same approach you would with a weapon, to take that with medicine that could probably create a lot of avoidance of some of these tragedies that we see taking place.
Yes, certainly there are lock boxes that parents can use for medication, but we also suggest that if that's not something that a parent is interested in, just selecting a location that is up out of reach and sight. And one of the things we found is that parents often put things out of reach, so they put it up high. But if it's still within the sight line of a child, particularly children under six, they're going through, you know, development stages that make them incredibly curious. And as they get more mobile, you know, they can start to climb on things to access medicine. So we actually found one study where about half of the over-the-counter medication poisoning cases in that particular study involved a child climbing on a toy or a chair or some other object in order to get at the medicine. So it's really important that it's not just out of reach, but is also out of sight.
Because you can be innocently open the medicine cabinet or the high drawer and just not even be aware. You're making that whatever you don't want them to get to visible, and that's going to trigger. As you said, we've the old joke about the kids crafting this intricate stool and chair stepladder to go, you know, three times their normal height to get to a high cabinet. It does happen. People don't, the parents don't realize this, especially when in these days with two jobs on a single person family situation, there's a lot of time when kids are left in these homes alone and some of these dangers are lurking around.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the other findings that we had was that, you know, these events occur so quickly. When parents come into the emergency room with a child who's managed to get into medicine, they often say, oh my gosh, I turned my back for a minute, and when I turned around, she had the bottle in her hands and it was open, and they're panicking. And, you know, they just are shocked with how quickly it happens. And we found about one-third of parents sort of feel it doesn't really matter where they store the medicine as long as they're watching their kids. But as you note, in this day and age, everyone is so busy. Even if you intend to be watching your child, you know, 100% of the time, we know that that's not realistic. So given that that's the case, there are going to be a few little minutes here and there where you're fixing a meal or doing, you know, I don't know, taking a shower as a parent. You know, it's really important to ensure that those medicines are stored up and away, out of reach and sight every single time, no exceptions.
We're talking with Morad Mackay, who is the Director of Research, Lead Study Author of a report by Save Kids Worldwide. It's entitled Safe Medicine Storage, Recent Trends and Insights for Families and Health Education. Download your copy at safekids.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. In the report, too, Morag, frightening stat, when you see this steady trend over a 17-year span where medicine-related poisoning deaths of children under the age of six are a large number more frequent than non-medicine-related poisoning deaths. You know, just to sum it up, it means there's more deaths taking place from unprotected, out-in-the-open medications than there are jugs of pesticide and insecticides in the garden shed.
Exactly. We actually, sadly, in this year's report looking at it, every 12 days a child dies as a result of a medicine. And although our advice to parents is very similar, safe storage, for whatever reason, I think perhaps because we use them more frequently than perhaps the pesticides, medicines tend to be in locations where kids get access to them, and then these tragedies occur.
And certainly with this week being National Poison Prevention Week, this phone number is vitally important, too. It's one of those things it's almost the bad part of human nature. We don't want to think about the bad times, so we don't prepare for them. But to have the number for poison help, 1-800-222-1222, handy, auto dial, speed dial, whatever your technological preference happens to be, have that handy when you have kids. Those couple of minutes of getting help can save a life.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, parents can also text the word poison to 797979, and that will get this important number into your phone as well.
And the report does show there are some good trends as far as the death rates, the accident rates. They are trending down, but that still the numbers are way too high, and the awareness that Morag has mentioned definitely has to take hold in a lot more people, because when you see numbers in the five-digit and six-digit numbers for calls to poison control centers or accidental medicine exposures to kids under six, numbering still over 400,000, that's a lot of danger. That, you know, good news, okay, not all those were deaths. Bad news is those calls still had to be made because an emergency has taken place. So the simple steps that Morag has detailed and that you can find in the report that you can download at safekids.org, the report against safe medicine storage, recent trends and insights for families and health educators. It does make the difference. Simple acts, just a little more awareness, winds up being a lot of safety in your home, which is what we all want. You can go to safekids.org. That's a website for Safe Kids Worldwide. I'm joined by the Director of Research, Lead Study Author, Morag Mackay. Morag, thanks for alerting us, helping us understand the power we have to protect the children with just a little effort. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And before we go into our next break, I want to remind you, we've talked about this often here on Issues and Ideas, there are many police stations throughout New Jersey that serve as 24/7, no questions asked, prescription drop-off points, because you know the old gag about the medicine cabinet? It just becomes cluttered with expired prescriptions, prescriptions that are no longer needed. They just sit there, and with all the risks and the dangers and the tragedies that we just talked with Morag about, it's just another step that you can easily avoid something really bad happening in your home. You take any unnecessary, unneeded, no longer needed prescriptions, the ones that expire, missing labels, another one too, that's a mystery you don't want to get involved with. You take them to a local police station that's participating in the programs being a drop-off location. You go in a bag, loose, wherever the collection point is, drop them in, walk out, they're out of your hands, and they're properly, safely disposed of. So I know in Sussex County, New Jersey, if you go to the website for Center for Prevention and Counseling, which is centerforprevention.org, They have a list of the police stations throughout Sussex County that do this. And certainly as you go through anywhere else in New Jersey, you can look up the local police station, see if they're participating in that program. And on the, if you're listening on the stream outside of New Jersey, take a wander around with your local police station, see if they make that program available, or someone else does too, because, again, it's those easy steps that can wind up avoiding a very tragic situation. And that's just a regret, not doing that prevention. That's just a regret you just don't want to have hanging over you for the rest of your life for the obvious reasons. So that's not another idea to add to the list of things we just talked about, that by keeping your home safe from any prescription medicine tragedies.